Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
Anyone who wants to know how to read must first recognize individual letters, that he must learn to combine them into sounds and words. When he learns it, the whole world of the written word opens up in front of him, which has the power to teach him and to enrich him, but also to show him the right direction in life. During the liturgical year, we gradually learn the alphabet of spiritual life in order to be able to recognize and understand the heavenly word in which we are anchored by holy baptism. The feast of the Ascension of our Lord is one letter of the alphabet of this spiritual life. It is the feast day that should strike the human heart. When we look at the accounts of the Gospel and the Epistle, the Apostles, the Acts of the Apostles, about the Ascension of our Lord, we will find that there are two different reactions of the Apostles. On one hand, the Apostles would rather prefer to leave the world with Christ. And on the other hand, they listen to the warning that is given to them, and they listen to the role that they have in this world, on earth. The definition of Christian can be found in these two reactions. One saint, I can't remember which one it was, he said that the Christian is both worldly and heavenly, both at the same time. This is the exact description of the truth that was revealed to a man by Christ's ascension. If we wanted to break down, we would have to say that Christian is heavenly in the sense that we should take everything, we should not take everything on earth too seriously, because we expect eternal life compared to all earthly goods. Eternal life is above everything, or should be. We as Christians should stress a great importance to only one thing, and that is that we are very careful not to risk or lose our eternal life. With the desire in our heart, we have already left the narrow borders of the earth, and we have already reached the other side, and that's why nothing can shake us. A Christian should be heavenly and earthly at the same time. But in both cases, the person should be completely connected to God. If there is one or the other disconnected, it doesn't work. And we can see it in the icons. In the icons, the halos are made out of gold leaf, which depicts divinity. It is used because it gives a radiance which most closely reflects the uncreated light, Christ. This is the hidden truth that we should be thinking about today. Man is not separated from the heavenly world, but he is in it. The heaven surrounds each one of us. Each one of us is close to heaven, but it is up to us if we decide to ascend above the earthly things. Today we learn one letter from the spiritual alphabet. It is good to learn the truth, the word of God, the commandments, because it is the best way to prepare for our own ascension when our time comes. Glory to Jesus Christ.